October 14th. Welcome to Lowe's Logic News. It's Saturday, October the 14th, 2023. I am Amber Lane. Piper Laurie, a three-time Oscar nominee who excelled in roles fragile and fierce, including as Paul Newman's disabled girlfriend in The Hustler and Sissy Spacek's religiously fanatical mother in Carrie, and who memorably went incognito as a Japanese businessman on the TV series Twin Peaks, died October 14th at a nursing facility in Los Angeles. She was 91. The death was confirmed by her representative, Marion Rosenberg, but no cause was given. Arkansas Republicans on Thursday approved an audit of their governor's purchases after a blogger's open records requests unleashed a political storm that has resulted in claims about the state altering public documents. At the center of the controversy, a $19,000 lectern for Republican Sarah Huckabee Sanders. 17 Broward County, Florida officers have been charged with fraudulently receiving COVID relief funds totaling nearly $500,000 from the Paycheck Protection Program and Economic Injury Disaster Loan Program. Cecilia, what's happening in the world?
Thanks, Amber. I am Cecilia Sinclair, and in world news, France, a teacher was killed and three people were wounded in a stabbing at a French high school Friday morning, an incident that is being investigated as a potential terrorist attack and prompted France to raise its security alert to the highest level. After years of promises of new climate funding, the developing world is coming to grips with a disappointing reality: money still isn't coming through to address the mounting challenges of climate change. Floods this year in Libya and India have killed thousands, while typhoons have lashed Asia. Climate-fueled disasters are mounting, and the US alone has only approved $1 billion of the pledged $14 billion. China, another large emitter of carbon, also has lagged behind in pledged funding. Afghanistan: a suicide bombing ripped through Shiite mosque in northern Afghanistan on Friday, killing at least seven worshippers. Ryan, what's going on in business, science and technology?
Thanks, Cecilia. Ryan Reynolds here. A road critical to operation of a proposed open-pit mine in a remote part of Alaska hit a new hurdle Friday when the Biden administration issued a finding that the road could threaten Alaska Native communities and their lifestyle more than previously estimated. After months of regulatory delay, Microsoft has finally closed its $69 billion deal to buy Activision Blizzard, a video game maker that owns popular titles including the Call of Duty and Candy Crush franchises. Businesses are bracing for an explosion in the use of new weight loss drugs, with some investors betting that these medications could precipitate seismic shifts not only in how Americans eat but which clothes they buy and even how much they weigh down passenger airplanes. Premium food product manufacturers are deploying high-tech tools to detect culinary deceit, including edible holograms, QR codes, serial numbers, and invisible ink. Misty has crime in the US.
Thanks, Ryan. Misty Markle here, and in US crime, New York Democrats and critics are calling on a Republican city councilwoman to resign after she was arrested for carrying a handgun at a pro-Palestinian rally on a Brooklyn College campus this week. Inna Vernikoff, 39, who is Jewish and represents Southern Brooklyn, New York, surrendered to police early Friday and was charged with criminal possession of a firearm. Vernikoff turned herself in after images circulated online of her with a gun tucked into her waistband while at the Brooklyn College demonstration, a New York Police Department spokesperson told The Washington Post. The Alexandria, Virginia City Council unanimously voted to repeal some restrictions on panhandling Saturday that city officials said had violated the First Amendment. The council heard arguments Tuesday from the city attorney's office and Alexandria police in favor of rescinding an ordinance that restricted aggressive panhandling, including soliciting money using methods that cause fear of injury. Saturday's 7-0 vote came after a follow-up hearing. The ordinance, enacted in 1994, also limited panhandling within 15 feet of ATMs, which ran afoul of a 2015 decision by the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Fourth Circuit. The Fourth Circuit covers Maryland, Virginia, West Virginia, North Carolina, and South Carolina. The court ruled that a Charlottesville law that prohibited people from soliciting cash near a mall violated the free speech rights of homeless panhandlers. Tyler, what's going on in sports?
Thanks, Misty. I am Tyler Turnbull with sports and weather. As leaves begin to blanket yards across the country this fall, many might be tempted to clear away the crunchy foliage. Not so fast, experts say. The fallen leaf layer is actually really important wildlife habitat, said David Mizajewski, a naturalist with the National Wildlife Federation, a non-profit conservation organization. All sorts of creatures rely on that for their survival as a place where they can find food and cover, and in many cases even complete their life cycle. The annoyance radiated off Chelsea Gray on Friday afternoon. She stood on the New York Liberty's practice court in the belly of Barclays Center, rolled her eyes and shook her head, more than ready to join her Las Vegas Aces teammates. The WNBA's point guard didn't even want to entertain the thought of the Aces being on the precipice of history. The business is unfinished for the Aces, but they have a chance to make history Sunday afternoon when they face the Liberty in Game 3 of the WNBA Finals. A victory would give the Aces a three-game sweep and make them the first team to win back-to-back WNBA championships since the Los Angeles Sparks in 2001 and 2002, and that's just the start. A win also would make them the seventh team to go undefeated in the postseason and the first to go 8-0 in the playoffs. The Texas Rangers franchise, born in Washington in 1961, is the oldest Major League Baseball team that has never won the World Series and one of just six current teams never to have won baseball's championship. The 2023 Rangers are storming through the playoffs. That is all for today. Please like, share, subscribe and catch our podcast on Google Podcast, Samsung, YouTube, Podbean, Spotify and others. This has been Los Logic.